civil.
With due respect, I find your explanation reductive and actually insulting, including to Black Americans, to say that Black people today, compared to 1964, 1865, haven't made progress in part because of the freedoms we secured. And the Second Amendment was
black
part
people,
of what secured
hang on,
that
please.
Freedom.
I cannot keep a thought if you guys are talking to me in my ear. So hang on one second. So to say that Black people, say what you said again.
Black people secured their freedoms after the Civil War. It is a historical fact, Don. Just study it. Only after their Second Amendment rights were secured.
They were not secured their freedoms after the Civil War. That is not, you are discounting Reconstruction. You're discounting a whole host of things that happened after the Civil War when it comes to African Americans, including the whole reason that the Civil Rights Movement happened is because Black people did not secure their freedoms after the Civil War, and that things turned around. People tried to change the freedoms that were supposed to happen.
And you know how they got it? They got their Second Amendment rights, and they actually got, the NRA played a big role in that. But today, Don,
the NRA did not play a big role.
They trained Black Americans how to use firearms.
That's a lie. That's not. The NRA did not play a big role.
This is just historical fact.
It's not a historical fact.
The part that I find,
because you say it's historical fact,
the part that I find insulting is when you say today Black Americans don't have those rights after we have gone through the civil rights revolution in this country.
You are sitting here telling an African American about the rights and what you find insulting about the way I live, the skin I live in every day.
Here's where you and I have a different point of view.
The freedoms that Black and white, that Black people don't have in this country, and that Black people do have.
Well, here's where you and I have a different point of view. I think we should be able to express our views regardless of the color of our skin. We should have this debate without me regarding
views,
you as a Black man,
insulting that
but
you're
me regarding you as a fellow citizen.
That you're
That's
sitting
what I think
here,
we should
whatever ethnicity you are, explaining to me
whatever ethnicity
about
I'm,
what
tell
it's like to be Black.
Whatever
in
ethnicity
I'm
I am, I'll tell you what I am. I'm an Indian American. I'm proud of it. But I think we should have this debate. Black, white doesn't matter.
I think we should have this
on
debate.
The content
should,
of
if
the
you're
ideas.
Do it. You should do it in an honest way and in a fair way. And what you're doing is not an honest and fair way. Okay. We appreciate you coming on.
With due respect, Don, I look forward to continuing that conversation. Thank you.
The conversation.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Papa.
We'll talk about China.
Yes, just talk about China.
Next time you come back.
Oh, thank you. Much to say on declaring independence from China.
Okay,
something
can
you can
move
add
on now, please.
Thank you.